The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Sun is out. Everyone getting ready for Thanksgiving. Every Tuesday, we get together with a couple of our friends, and we talk politics or current events. Today, we have Representative Steve Butts, who is running for Senate. We have Judge Tom Frawley, who I practice in front of, who knows very well why I'm in radio. It's always good to see you guys. Welcome
back. It's always good to be seen.
Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate it.
So, we're talking out in the newsroom about Sheriff Montgomery. I think they just rested today, so we're waiting to see what happens with that. I don't need you guys for any inside information or anything that would compromise you. But Judge, let me start with you. You know the sheriff's office intimately, so what do you make of all this?
Well, first of all, that's a tragedy for the city. One more. Secondly, I'll be. And I know Steve Ulmer very well, and he is not going to follow whatever I say. He's going to do it. He's his own man. So whether he and I agree or disagree is irrelevant. I think it's going to be a tough case for them to win. That doesn't mean that just anything he's done is justifiable. If you think going over your budget by $1 million is justifiable, that's a problem. If you think buying a big Tahoe for $85,000 or whatever is without getting any real fiscal involvement by the treasurer's office and everything is not a problem, it's a problem. Question for me is whether that makes a Cuomo Ronto case. That's the question for me. Is it legally sufficient? But I don't think the feds are going to let him out of jail till his criminal case in federal court is done. Ergo, he's not going to be running the show. And therefore, it's almost probably the same as him being quo ronto'd out, if quo ronto is a verb.
So, as you well know, I don't know what it means. Like, what is the quo ronto? Like, is it basically mean you suck at what you do? You need to get out of here?
I think it's a little more than that. Okay. But I think there's a legal threshold. I'm not certainly versed enough in it to tell you exactly what the threshold is, or what, in other words, even like whether it's preponderance of the evidence or beyond a reasonable doubt. Beyond a reasonable doubt, like a criminal case, or preponderance of the evidence, like a civil case. It just struck me, it's all dumb stuff, it's immature stuff, yeah. It's childish stuff. It's like things you would do as a 12-year-old, 14-year-old, 6-year-old that are think are okay and really aren't. So is that enough to kick him out? I don't know.
You're so right. I've not followed this case as closely as like Chris and Amy in the morning have, but just my gut is that we're not talking about an evil guy. We're talking about a very immature guy.
Yeah, you know, I had said for a long time when I first met Alfred Montgomery, I said, friendly enough fellow, has zero law enforcement experience, which is really one of my things with the sheriff. It's crazy to me that that's not one of the top requirements, that you have to have some law enforcement background. And I understand, hey, this isn't a sheriff in the full sense of the word, the way it is all everywhere else in the state. I'm still like, you know, you wear a uniform, you got a badge, you got a gun, you got some handcuffs, you got a very nice Tahoe that's got a siren on it. I'm like, it's part of law enforcement. So sure, to have a background there, to me, is important. I did go, crazily, I had jury duty last week. So I was actually down there, and I got out, picked on a panel, but not seated for a jury.
Yeah.
So we get out a little early, and I thought, I'm just going to go upstairs and sit in and listen to the trial with Alfred Montgomery. And I did. And it was, I happened to be there for an hour and a half, and it was during this very strange between the judge and Montgomery's defense attorney. The judge was having to yell at Mason, I think is his last name, but it was just strange because I know at one time, not that long ago, they were colleagues on the bench. And you would have thought under this cross-examination that went on that it was Mason trying to defend himself, which is exactly
That's what I heard.
And it was really bizarre. And after like 5-10 minutes, the judge interrupts and says, I need to hear something about the defendant. Are you defending this man? And I just felt like, here's this immature 29-year-old, whatever Alfred is. And I'm like, even his own attorney seems to be giving him very bad legal advice in court.
Mm. That's too bad.
The problem for me with the whole thing, Dave, is one more bad mark on this city.
Yeah.
And I knew Vernon reasonably well. I liked Vernon. Vernon treated me well. But I've been gone, amazingly, 9 years. And I had my last deputy was one of the greatest guys I've had. I felt totally safe. I felt comfortable talking to Vernon. I thought that what they call the white shirts, where the higher up level, were good people, solid people. And so when you go into a job, you don't look and you don't think, boy, if I fire all the people at the top end, maybe I really ought to think, do they have any accumulated sick leave, comp time? That started, from my perspective, the snowball rolling down the hill. And I don't think it ever stopped. And he never stopped to think, not to jump on with Steve, getting a new badge, wow. Now, the good thing that may come out of this is a recognition it's been recognized by the Board of Aldermen that there needs to be some definition locally of that office's responsibilities vis-a-vis the hospital. And maybe there'll be some recognition publicly, that this, as Steve said, well, he's not a law enforcement agent. In the courtroom, he is. And Nate, who was my deputy, man, you didn't mess with Nate in the courtroom. So maybe there'll be some positive out of this.
The last thing I could add is when you are a representative or a senator in Jeff City, you know, there is absolutely a drumbeat against the city of St. Louis in Jeff City. And unfortunately, we just keep giving them too much evidence and fodder. I mean, like, you've got to be kidding me. We just got done with Kim Gardner and Cori Bush and now this. It just seems like it never ends. So we've got to get out of our own way, and I'm sure he's not going to do it, but that's why I thought he should have just resigned and gone on with his life.
Yeah. So this goes back a long way. I've not practiced law for 25 years, but I remember—
And thank you, Dave, for
you're
that.
Very welcome. And to my clients, I'm sorry. But I remember very distinctly when I had to be in the city, and for example, I had to go get a file. Oh, my God. It was like crawling over broken glass. So the city didn't just start being dysfunctional. It has been for a long time. Any theories as to why?
Well, you want me to take it first, Steve?
Okay, you go first then, because I do have
Let me use the sheriff's office as an example, at least from my eyes. It was largely patronage. And so in some respects, it depended on the quality of the individual that was picked. And I think a number of the offices as a city resident, but from the outside looking in, Steve may have more intimate information or knowledge. It looked to me like these were people who were offered to the head of a department as a friend of a friend of a friend. Ergo, whether they were qualified or not was not necessarily the first indicia of whether they should be hired. And that was my outside observation. Doesn't mean I'm right. On the other hand, I had a great clerk. I had great clerks. I had a great deputy. I had great deputies. I mean, I had wonderful staff who I would go to war with and would go to war with me. So having said what I've said as the precursor, doesn't mean these folks weren't qualified and or able to become, and they were. But to sort of jump on what you said, first job I got from my firm when I got out of law school in 72 was to go up to the courthouse and register a foreign judgment. Registering a foreign judgment, for the people who are listening, is basically just taking a piece of paper from another state and bringing it into the clerk's office and asking them to open a file and put it in the file. Now, being the newbie, it took me 7 hours to get it done, at the end of which I realized this was a test by the folks to see whether I was a jerk or not. I think I passed the test. So to sort of defend the system, Dave, from what you experienced, I think there's a little bit of a fraternity, sorority mentality, and I was okay with that.
Okay.
You know, I would say, if you go back to just the ancient times of the late 1950s, and there were 800,000 people in the city of St. Louis, we were big enough with our own mass inertia to have systems, though inefficient, they could still work, that there was enough mojo in the city. People wanted to do business here. They wanted to be here. Slowly, as that population has continuously declined every year since the late 50s, you reach a point, and we're clearly at that point, that you lose that inertia and you don't have enough mojo to keep it going. So your screw-ups are magnified immensely. I do feel we're in that state right now. There has to be, and I'm going to give Kara Spencer definitely some credit on this. When a couple years ago, she was helping me run for office, and she had said, "Steve, you know how dysfunctional you feel at times the city can be." She goes, "It's much worse than you can imagine. It's a marvel. It works at all. And with a modicum of competency, we could really move this city forward." And I'm hopeful that now that we have less people, the people left are the people that want to be here.
True.
And so we're the ones that are left, and we have to say, we just have to demand this from our leaders. You know, we've got a pretty good business group. We've got an excellent education and healthcare hospital group. We've got good, good bones, but we need good political leadership and a will to lead.
But we just can't, Steve put it really well, we can't get out of our own way. We now have this parking lot dispute on Olive Street as to whether it's really worth $3 million that we're willing to pay or $2 million. We have a school district that what the deficit is, and then we hire Borishade, who was part of that problem. We hire her as the superintendent. What the heck are we thinking? Do we think these folks are going to change or these problems are going to go away? And we just can't. I say it
get
again, Steve.
Way.
Can't get out of our own way.
Yeah. I've watched from the bleachers as like the public school system keeps hiring these $300,000 a year PhD, quote unquote, doctors who seem to do very little except screw up. And it's sort of like Donald Trump, where I criticize him. Like, in his first administration, he just fired everyone, and, oh, this guy sucks, and he's terrible, and he's an idiot. And I'm like, well, you picked him. But we seem to be bad at picking people.
And yeah. On the SOPS side, just real quick, it is amazing to me. You know, we had Dr. Adams had a long run. Mm-hmm. Superintendents, by and large, it's amazing to me. It's like chiefs of police. How they only last, like, 3 to 5 years is strange, right? So even when you're running a company or any organization, stability at the top seems to me to be one of the things that are important. And if you're always changing management every 3 to 5 years, but to go through two superintendents who came on the same, you know, airplane from Seattle, Washington. I've got a couple friends in Seattle, and they're like, "You guys just hired our worst nightmare from Seattle Public Schools." And I'm like, "Did no one from your district come up here and interview the teachers that worked under them?" I said, "Clearly they didn't." That's all I can say. Bill McClellan always says, "Well, I guess they interview well." But then to give someone a new contract, the Millicent Borishade, and then fire her and buy her out at $750,000 is just the height of insanity. So we've, God bless him on this next choice, because we have to have a good superintendent for this school district.
And the question becomes, we are so territorial or provincial as St. Louisans that we think nobody gets it. Nobody gets it except those of us who live here. And there's some truth to it, but you've got to understand, but that doesn't mean you can't come from Cincinnati, Columbia, or wherever and be taught how to understand the Delmar Divide and everything that sadly goes with that.
So Rach is playing the music, only about 60 seconds here, but how much could this money we're sitting on move St. Louis forward if we make good decisions?
Oh, well, you just added the key. You added the key. Good decisions. Absolutely. Hire good people. Make good decisions. Now, and I agree with Steve with respect to Kara, and she got a terrible setback with the tornado. Terrible setback. And that's the question, whether how much of that money has to go to that. Otherwise, nobody's going to live there.
Yeah.
So we have this transformational money, and it is transformational. I don't use the word lightly. If you have this recent articles in the Post and on CamWax and other places, if they don't get that money spent by the end of next year, we're going to give it back to the feds. And I'm like, in a city that has needs everywhere you look, but the more progressives that were in charge a couple years ago, it's no one wanted to lead. They just wanted to take surveys and you can get buy-in, but you have to make a decision. And I would have said there's the top three. I would have put myself, water and water systems, at the top of that. Whether you're the homeless guy or Albert Pujols, everybody needs a good water system. And every 100 years or so, as we all know that have old houses, you got to replace the pipes. Things like that. Now we've got our back up against the wall. At least we could take our time with the Rams money. There's no clock ticking on that, and it's earning some interest.
Yeah.
But this is a once in a 100-year chance, and we cannot squander it away.
All right. Thank you, boys. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dave. Thanks,
Rich. Thank you.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
All right, nothing like a 40-second segment here. 25 years of radio, I will go down in history as the worst clock manager of all time.
Hey, but sometimes when you're talking to the judge and Steve Butts, it just shakes out like that.
It's just,
you know,
better to go long.
Thank you.
Steve's listening like, it's absolutely not. It's not okay. Please don't do that.
It's not okay. Tomorrow, we are all here. We are off for Thanksgiving because it's Thanksgiving. There's a football game. We all took off Friday. Brad Young's going to be filling in for us on Friday, so that's very cool. And then we're like home stretch into Christmas.
Yeah. It's a month till Christmas, by the way.
Yeah, Monday's December 1st, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Monday's December 1st.
Nuts.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.